Everything was up.
Thank you for calling the Target store.
Are you electronics?
Do you have any butts?
Are you electronics?
Do you have any butts?
Any, what was that?
Do you have any butts?
Oh, yes.
He hung up. How rude.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
Hello.
You're listening to Bonersode 53 for May 30th, 2020. I'm your host, Bobson Dugnut. Our producer this time around is Forever Me. I mean, not me as in me, me as in Forever Me, the new supporter. Thanks for signing up and picking a confusing nickname. Today I've got two short lists, which you're about to hear me rapidly waste. One is from a supporter who would like to remain anonymous. I could probably use their nickname, but the list is of grocery store employees, and it's better to just be safe than sorry when it comes to grocery stores, or so I hear. The other list is from I Regret Jumping. He cyberstalked his neighbors on the Nextdoor app thing and gave me the numbers of people advertising their business or things for sale. I have zero ideas for that, which will probably be pretty obvious. Speaking of Mr. Jumping, that was his daughter, Lily, jumping at the top of the show, prank calling a Target. If any of you work for Child Protective Services, please contact me for Mr. Jumping's home address. I'm also gonna sneak in one last call to the racist cookie jar guy from way back in, what was it, episode 1 or 2 of another prank call show. I had his number sitting around, and I decided to finally give him one more call. He's still a jerk. You'll see. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Rudy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sleeve with...
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I just needed to let you know how you've been receiving that $2 an hour bonus pay or the appreciation pay?
Yes, sir.
So there was kind of a mix-up in the records, and, you know, we're not going to take that away from you or anything, but your name technically was added to that list by mistake.
Well, I don't get it. What do you mean my name was added appreciation? I shouldn't get appreciation pay?
Yeah, there was a bit of a clerical error, and like I said, we're not going to take it away at this point. You know, that'd be kind of messed up. So, you know, you'll continue to receive that, but your name was actually supposed to be on the list of employees that we were going to have start a new service that we're going to be offering our customers.
I don't get it. Why my name? Like, why me?
Well, it's not you specifically. It was a number of employees. Like, we're not singling you out or anything, but starting next week, we're going to be offering pet grooming services at your location.
Pet grooming?
Yeah. You know,
who is this?
This is Sleeve with the... corporation.
I'm just a union worker. I don't, it says I'm getting a phone call from someone else. I don't get why you're calling me about my appreciation. I'm a union worker. Why shouldn't I get that pay?
Well, like I said, it was just a bit of a mix-up. Like, you weren't technically supposed to be added to the appreciation list, but that's neither here nor there. Like I said,
it don't make sense. Why, I don't know why other people would get it other than me. If I work for a company and I wouldn't want to sign up for the other stuff. I'd rather have my $2 an hour pay.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, we're not taking that away from you. You're kind of getting worked up over nothing. I was just letting you know about the pet grooming service that you're going to have to start doing starting next week.
Pet grooming?
Yeah. We're going to, your location and a few other stores in the area, we're going to start.
I don't work for a store, right?
Well, yeah, but you're there in the warehouse, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting way off track. Anyways, yeah, I just, you know, we're going to have pet grooming services there in the warehouse, and that's the list that you were supposed to be on, but starting next week, you're going to be doing dog grooming.
What do you mean I'm going to be doing dog grooming? I don't get, like, why would I do dog grooming? I work for a grocery store.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to be offering, you know, grooming services, pet grooming services, and so customers are going to be bringing their dogs by the warehouse, and you're just gonna have to, you know, shave them and you know, shampoo all that.
Why would I do something like that?
Because we told you to. You're our employee, and That's just part of your duties now?
No.
And you're already getting the $2 an hour and you don't even deserve it. So, you know, really, really you should just be flexible about this and, you know, just roll with the punches. It's part of your contract with the union and everything.
So starting what day? What day would I start doing that?
Next week. Next week.
When's the next week? When?
Well, next Monday.
Next Monday? Why not Sunday?
We're not rolling it out until Monday, idiot. Don't ask questions like that.
Okay.
All right. It's all a big joke to you. See, this is why you didn't belong on the appreciation list, because, you know, you just laugh at everything. Everything's just a giggle fest with you.
It is. It's pretty funny.
Acting like a motherfucker.
All right, Vance.
All right, you boner jack, and I'm going to let you go. Just look out for the details from your boss on Monday. I'll let you know.
Hello.
Oh, hey, I was calling about the cookie jar that you had for sale.
Cookie jar?
Yeah, your ad on Craigslist regarding the cookie jar.
I don't have a cookie jar for sale. I got a lot of other stuff, but not a cookie jar.
Well, do you have any antiques? I found your listing for the antique cookie jar, but what else do you have?
No, I don't have a cookie jar. I never had a cookie jar.
Oh, that's...
I got an antique cast iron stove, but that's a little tiny miniature cast iron stove.
Oh, okay.
Look that up on there.
So you have a cast iron stove?
A miniature cast iron stove.
Oh, okay. Do you know how old it is, or?
No. You'll have to look it up on Craigslist. I don't, you have to look up the details and see if you're interested. It's easy to find. It's a miniature cast iron stove.
Well, I'm interested, but I mean, I'm just, you know, I have a couple questions, and when can I come see it?
Call me tomorrow.
Well, what's wrong with right now?
I don't feel good right now.
Well, why are you being an asshole?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, you little prick?
Why are you calling me a little prick?
Because you're a fucking idiot. Now get the fuck off the phone, you fucking moron.
I'm interested in your stove.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ed?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Sleeve with...
Hi.
I just needed to let you know, it looks like there was a bit of a clerical error, and your name somehow ended up on the appreciation list. You know how you've been getting that $2 an hour extra?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like there was kind of a mix-up, and your name actually wasn't supposed to be on that list.
Yeah, but everybody was getting the $2 an extra an hour.
Well, everyone that we appreciate, but yeah, you're not one of them, so I just I just needed to let you know that we're going to have to deduct that off of your next paycheck, you know, just to. No, it's, I apologize. It was just kind of a clerical error on our end. But yeah, we're just going to have to make the numbers match, you know, so we got to deduct it off of your next paycheck.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Hello?
Is this a joke?
No, sir. It's not a joke. I like I said, I apologize. But yeah, we got to, because, you know, if we don't do this, then, you know, like accounting is going to throw a fit and... You know, it just makes a...
Yeah, right.
Why do you keep saying that?
Saying the $2 an hour, they're going to take it away.
Well, they can stop paying it.
Is that your wife in the background?
Yeah, who is this?
Can you pat her on the butt and just tell her to get back in the kitchen? Because, you know, we're trying to... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Alfred?
Yes.
I was calling about the dick construction. I guess you do dick construction, is that right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Living outside.
Well, yeah, my name's Winston, and I could really use your help, you know, if you offer dick construction services.
Yeah, sure. I can take a look, you know, at your day, give you an idea and, you know, figure out the price.
Okay. Yeah, because mine is, it's pretty mangled right now. It needs major, you know, reconstruction.
Oh, it needs major reconstruction, right? Okay.
It's not pretty to look at. You know, it might kind of gross you out, but, you know, I'd be willing to pay.
Yeah, it's not a problem. We'll take a look, you know, once we agree on what do you want, then we can figure out the price, you know, how much.
Okay, now, can you also, like, modify the size of my dick? Can you make it longer, or, I mean, how does that work?
We can, you know, we can build a new deck. We can repair the old one. You know, we can modify the sizes, make it longer, put new railings.
Oh, okay.
Depends
so you
what
can.
You want, you know.
So you can. Yeah. You can.
We can do pretty much everything.
You can just implant a whole new deck. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's I mean, what are your credentials? What kind of background do you have?
Well, I'm a licensed builder, you know. I've been in construction for more than 15 years.
Oh, but does that qualify you to be doing, you know, things like deck replacements and surgery, stuff like that?
Yeah, I even build new houses.
What does that have to do with penises?
Sorry?
Is that like a side job or something? Or I don't understand. Like, are you a doctor or some kind of plastic surgeon as well as a...
No, I'm a construction, I'm a residential builder, so I can build a new house, I can put an addition in your house.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with plastic surgery? Like, I need my penis, like, I stuck it in a pencil sharpener, and the thing's all mangled.
Yeah, you know, that one, I can stick it in your head, buddy.
Hello?
Hi, Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sleeve.
This?
This is Sleeve over at the Burger King. Just kind of across the street from the distribution center.
Yeah.
I just need to ask if you could please stop writing your name on the bathroom wall over here. This is like the third time. This is like the third or fourth time. Hello?
Okay. Well, considering I haven't been to Burger King in probably over a year.
What is all that noise? What is all that goddamn noise in the background?
I'm at work, dude. Okay. I'm at work.
Okay, well, can you turn it down? Because I can barely hear you. It's a bunch of racket.
No, I can't turn it down.
Okay,
so,
well...
Don't call this number again, dude.
Well,
I don't know how you got my phone number, but don't call my number again.
You wrote it on the bathroom wall, idiot.
Hello?
Hi, Lily?
Yes.
I saw your number regarding some housekeeping services.
Yes. Hi there.
Are you still offering that? Are you still available?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When could you start?
Is it a condo, a house? How?
Well, it's kind of it's neither really. It's see, I run a child slave labor operation, and you know I've been, you know, the town's really cracking down on my operations and everything, and I just need someone to kind of clean up the cages a bit, just maybe once or twice a week.
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Oh, hi, David?
Yes.
Hey, David. It's Sleeve with the...
Yes.
I'm just calling about the $2 an hour, you know, bonus pay that you've been getting lately, you know, for the appreciation pay.
Yes.
It looks like there was a bit of a mix-up with the paperwork here. Unfortunately, your name was added to the list erroneously. It turns out that you weren't supposed to be receiving that.
How is that? I've been working.
You know, while we, I don't want to use the word appreciate because that would be incorrect, but, you know, we value your service and everything, but yeah, your name wasn't supposed to be included on the appreciation pay bonus. So we're going to
Who was supposed to be getting this bonus?
I
mean, I work in the warehouse. Nobody else was getting it.
Just employees that we appreciate. Yeah, and you're not actually one of them.
No, you don't appreciate me?
Yeah, just like your name ended up on the list by mistake. So we're going to be retroactively reducing that amount from your paycheck going forward.
So if I file a grievance against you guys at the union hall...
No, you can't do that. That's that'd
no,
be
a- actually I can, because you were telling me that I'm not appreciated. Well, other people were getting the bonus as well.
Well, no, I didn't say you weren't appreciated. We value the work you do,
the $2 an hour. Well, okay, whatever. I'll file a grievance. It's fine.
That would be a violation of the union contract.
It would be, huh?
I mean, it turns out that your name was supposed to be on a different list that we have.
What is that list? I don't understand where you're going with this. Now you're taking away pay. This happens a lot with you people. I don't get it.
What do you mean, you people?
With in general.
Oh, no,
this
no.
This work brain is crap, okay?
That's
They screw up on our incentive pay, which I really don't care because I don't want your goddamn incentive.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to stop, you know, with the racist, derogatory comments.
Racist?
Yeah, you said
How
you
am I
people.
Being racist?
You know, just because my skin's a little darker than yours doesn't mean, you know, you can classify me as some kind of...
You're taking offense to something that I've never met you.
Yeah, but you said you people, so, you know, it's like you heard my ethnicity and my voice, and now you're, you know, slinging...
I'm going to be calling corporate, so...
That's who I'm with.
Finding out what's going on. Don't worry.
Oh, that's...
I've been with this company for 24 years, and this is how I get treated.
Yeah, no, I'm not mistreating you. You're the one that used racist slurs with me.
Saying
you people. Meaning
the company.
And this is why
I don't even know you.
And this is why you're not appreciated. You, okay? You know, because you just act like a boner jacket all the time.
Boner jacket? No, now who's calling somebody?
Yeah, but that's not a racist slur. I'm just saying you're being a boner jacket.
I take that as you calling me as stupid, a major jackass. So
no, that's not.
How would you
that
I was taking $10 an hour away from you?
Like, boner jacket doesn't have anything to do with intelligence. Hello?
Listen, do what you got to do.
Hey,
I'm done, okay?
David, you didn't let me explain the boner jacket list. It's actually, you're getting $4 an hour extra. You didn't let me explain that.
$4 an hour?
Yeah, but you
just told me you were taking all that retroactive away from me, is what I understood.
Yeah, but it's just like the activation date is a little...
What the hell's a boner jacket?
Well,
that just sounds...
Well,
I'm getting upset with you. I'm sorry, and I apologize for whatever
you should
mistook as racist. But I understand.
Oh, now the story's changing. Now that you got the full info. See, that's why you shouldn't, you know, just like cut people off and, you know, use racist slurs.
Well, you weren't
getting
to the point fast enough. I wasn't using racist slurs. I meant that against the company.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little slow, okay? I was born this way. I can't help it.
Well, I guess I'm a little slow, too. So
yeah,
a little thick-headed. I take a lot of crap from this company, and
we all do.
To pay back a lot of money that was mistakenly given to me.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, I know it's bullshit, but it's because our whatever. I can't even think right now. They're a bunch of
motherfuckers.
They mispay us.
Yeah, so, they're a bunch of motherfuckers. I know.
So,
you don't even know what goes on in corporate.
Just a little upset.
Like, you think you got it bad. My boss is always, you know, touching me and just doing all kinds of inappropriate things.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yep.
I'd be turning that in for sexual harassment.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you don't understand the bureaucracy here. If I say anything about my boss, then, you know, there's retaliation.
Oh, I get the retaliation too.
Basically, don't ever get into the corporate side of things, because basically you get fucked in the ass, literally and figuratively.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm a little thick. I've had it with in general, and I'm just about ready to retire. I just need to make my 5 years and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So, well, I appreciate the call, and I'm, like I said, I'm sorry if I offended you in any way.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to.
Wasn't derogatory against you. I'm just upset with the company.
I mean, it was a little racist saying you
like
people.
Like I said, they can't get their heads out of their asses. So, like I said, I've they come up to me, oh, we overpaid you. You need to pay this back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking is happening here.
Yeah. So it's going to be deducted from your next paycheck, but then on your next one, you're going to see the $4 an hour increase retroactive, and that's for being on the boner jacket list.
I have no idea what a boner jacket is, but that sounds like something a three-headed dog would come up with.
Oh, that's racist. There you go with the racist shit again.
Three-headed dog?
Yeah,
I'm talking about Severus.
Well, you don't need to be bringing up your twisted, you know, religious beliefs into this conversation.
I'm sorry. I will keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, you should. Unless you're in corporate, then, you know, you got to open your mouth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Now we're going to sexual things here, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the route we went down. So.
Okay. Anyways, if you've got other people to call, you might want to do that.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I'm gonna be in your area next week, doing some store inspections, and you know, maybe you and I could hook up.
All right, I'm done with this conversation.
You know, just we go out and
I'm done with this conversation. You're calling me racist.
No, you know, I'm just saying, like, maybe we can turn things around, have a drink.
I'm hanging up now. Please don't call back. Because if you do, I will report you to corporate.
How big a boy are you? That is all for me. Thanks again to Forever Me for producing. And of course, my thanks to all of you for supporting the show. It's about time for another batch of pens and stickers to go out. So if you're a recent sign-up, watch your inbox for a sketchy-looking email. That'll have the tracking info in it. Stay safe, everyone, and be kind. Bye.
Come from like a satellite or is there a truck driving around or what?